This is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter and make our community and our country stronger. So make yours count. Get registered.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Each and every week at this time, I do this thing called the Mock, where I take a word, artist, performer, theme, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs. I call it the Mock that relate to that theme. Tonight's mocking is singer-songwriter Bobby Russell, but before I get to the Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. Let's get into this this Bobby Russell mock, if we could. And you're thinking, I'm still trying to figure out who Bobby Russell is. And up until about a week ago, I was trying to figure out who Bobby Russell was. But I figured it out. That's how I discovered him. He was an American singer-songwriter who had actually five singles in the country charts between 1966 and 1973. But he wrote a ton of songs that other performers did, hence the songwriter element of his title. Also, from 72 to 74, he was married to Vicki Lawrence. So think of what her big hit was. And it wasn't the theme to Mama's Family. Think of what her big hit was, and you're like, oh, wait, did Bobby write that? He may have. But I'm actually going to start the mock off with a song performed by Vicki Lawrence, performed by his ex-wife. Was not his ex-wife at the time. That was originally a hit for Bobby Bear. So let's kick off the mock with some Vicki Lawrence. And let's turn Bobby down. Vicki Lawrence. For a while we helped each other out, the name of the track. It's a Bobby Russell mock.
Remember when I saw you standing, slightly crying and empty-handed, with no one that you could call your own? Looking up to something somewhere, praying for life with no despair, begging that the world leave you alone. Well, I guess I shouldn't have bought it in, but it looked as though you could use a friend. And I'd lost one myself and was looking about. Remember, it was kind of crazy. I held my hand out, you took it, baby, and for a while we helped each other out. Remember how I tried. Every tear that you cried, and I gave you love to trust beyond a doubt. Whenever I was down, you made me laugh, brought me around, baby. For a while we helped each other out. Then early one day in the morning sun, that time came we knew would come, when in our hearts there was love no more. I guess we're just two of that kind that look for love but never find the love in mind that we were looking for. But I always have a warm spot for ya, 'cause at one time I adored ya. And if I pass this way again, I'll shout. It may be a year before I come through, but when I do, I'll call on you. 'Cause at one time we helped each other out. Oh, it may be a year before I come through.
talk it out. But now he's gone and I must mark it out. Now he's gone and I must do without all the love that I can't live without. But I let him off.
They come warming up. I hear the pitter-patter little people on the living room rug. Woe is me, there goes the TV. Now it's Popeye and Pluto, Batman and Bozo. Don't spill the cornflakes, they'll break for lunch break. Bridge with the girls till 11 o'clock. And I got to bed late, now my head's about to pop. It's Saturday morning confusion. If you think you can sleep, it's illusion. 'Cause you'll probably get a rude intrusion from Harry the dog. Harry the dog is as big as can be, and Harry the dog had puppies last week. We couldn't tell if it's a he or a she, now we know. It's a Saturday morning confusion. If I could just get to the bathroom and get a cold rag and an aspirin to help how I feel. Well, here come the twins and they're screaming at me. What is the deal? Who turned off the TV? Go ask your father and quietly, your mother is ill. There he is, Cousin Jack. He's got our leaf rake toolkit, that's it, till we get it all back. Hanging round our yard, snooping in our garage. I tolerate him because he's my cousin, he's nice to the kids, and Harry just loves him. It's Saturday morning confusion. If I could just hide in the attic, 'cause I can hear the kids yell and take us all to the show. Well, I'll take the whole neighborhood to the show. I'll just walk out and back where the money tree grows and grab me a handful and off to the show we'll go. It's Saturday morning confusion. If I could just get a transfusion, or maybe go hide in the bedroom till 5 o'clock. Well, let it be known that at 5 the TV is gonna be tuned to what I wanna see. And that goes for dogs and twins and the whole family. It's a Saturday morning confusion. It's a Saturday morning confusion. Day is done. Cousin Jack in his yard cooking steaks on a grill that we'll never get back. The twins in front of the TV, Harry with his family. Sis on her date, pop at the door, smiles as he surveys the sight. For the first time today, the kingdom is quiet. Lord, let us thank you for Saturdays, and may they remain my friends, 'cause I love them so long. Keep me strong till they're grown.
Up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says, I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I gotta say, oh, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
When myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind. Sometimes I call up at home, knowing she's busy.
She's busy.
And ask if she could get away and meet me and grab a bite to eat.
A bite to eat.
And she drops what she's doing and hurries down to meet me. And I'm always sits waiting patiently, smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. If that's not loving me, all I gotta say, God didn't make little green apples. It don't snow many apples when the winter comes. There's no such thing as make-believe, puppy dogs, autumn leaves, and BB guns. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
Gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Warhol said hello, and he said hi, what's doing, whoa, said sit down, I got some bad news and it's gonna hurt. I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. And that's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. I don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Well, brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door. He saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. A big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? Well, the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. And that's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. And that's the night that they hung an innocent man.
I don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. And that's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. And that's the night that they hung an innocent man. I don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Dick Chestnut tackling the Bobby Russell Penn tune, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, hit for Bobby's then-wife Vicki Lawrence back in 1972. Vic Chestnut actually did his version in 1995. Before Vic Chestnut, how about when people were shorter and lived near water? You're like, what? That's the name of the band. They put out an album called Bobby. It wasn't about Bobby Russell. It was about Bobby Goldsboro. But Bobby Russell wrote a few songs that Bobby Goldsboro had some hits with. So one of those songs was the song Honey, which twofold. One is I played before the Vic Chestnut, and two is in my background right now.
Then the first snow came and she
the original version.
To brush the snow away.
Yeah, back in 1989, those guys did that. So that was kind of fun.
Came running in.
O.C. Smith before that doing Little Green Apples. Now, O.C. Smith had a hit with it, and a lot of people are like, oh, that was the hit, but no. Again, first release stateside, I think, was Bobby Goldsboro, but Roger Miller is credited as the first release of that song. He released it in the U.K. back in 1968. Same year that O.C. Smith did, too, but Little Green Apples. Also played some Carol Burnett in that set of music with a Saturday Morning Confusion. Bobby Russell, the songwriter, released it back in 1971, but Carol Burnett did a version in 1972. Kelly Hogan and the Pine Valley Cosmonauts gave us Sudden Stop, a song that was a hit for Percy Sledge back in 1968. Again, written by Bobby Russell, and starting things off, Bobby Russell's penned tune, For a While We Helped Each Other Out, as sung by his now ex-wife, Vicki Lawrence. Now, Bobby Russell released it back in 1966, and Vicki Lawrence released it back in 1973. So that was a Bobby Russell mock. Thank you so much for tuning in for the mock and hanging out and finding out, who is Bobby Russell? Do I know? It doesn't matter if you know. You just want love. It's all about love. It's all about love. Hey, I am the Mockster. My name is Paul. Speaking of love, you know what I love? Do you know what I love?
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah, what do I love? I love the shoes. I love the shoes I'm wearing. I love the shoes you're wearing. I just love shoes in general. Joe, I saw him recently, him and his lovely wife, Judy. And Joe said, I would have loved to have seen the shoes. Me too.
She